Science.
It's 2 years this week since a dream came true for one famous BBC name.
But first on Sports Report, it's the classified football results, and I am delighted to say that we welcome Charlotte Green.
Barclays Premier League. Aston Villa 3, Manchester City 2. Fulham 1, Cardiff City 2.
I have always wanted to read out the football results.
Oh, have you?
Ever since I was about 6 years old. That's something I would love to do.
Charlotte Green, it was all change at the BBC this famous week in 1967. The old home, light and third made way for radios 1, 2, 3 and 4.
And this is the end of the home service for today and for all days. In one sense, I suppose we're like a bride on the eve of her wedding. We go on being the same person, we hope, but we will never again have the same name. Tomorrow at 6:35 a.m, we become Radio 4.
Well, there we end broadcasting in the Light Programme, not just for today, but, as it seems, forever. The Light Programme, that is, as it's known now, is closing down. But in only a few hours' time, the BBC with Paul Hollingdale will open up on 247 metres and 1500 metres and VHF. And then at 7 o'clock on 247 metres, Tony Blackburn will open and swing into our new Radio 1 network.
And with the creation of Radio 1, a flurry of new presenters were tried out.
One of the most incredibly beautiful records, I think. Top Gear will be bringing you all the best artists and the nicest sounds around. But that is one of the nicest you'll ever hear. By Nirvana, it's called Pentecost Hotel.
John Peel's first appearance on Radio 1 on Top Gear with Pete Drummond co-hosting this week in 1967. The third programme edged gently then into a new Radio 3 that week. A third programme which had been launched this week in 1946.
The home service is available to about 95% of the population. Coverage of the Light programme is about the same figure, 95%. Had our original plan for the third programme remained possible, we should have opened tonight with about an 80% coverage. As it is, we have to start with nearly half the listening population uncovered. Problem isn't an easy one, but I want to make it clear tonight that our efforts will unceasingly be directed towards solving it. And while we will do all we can to improve the coverage on medium wave, we're pressing on with our plans to develop frequency modulation.
The launch of the BBC's third programme.
This is the BBC third programme.
And some very familiar arguments too. BBC Director-General Sir William Hayley was speaking there, and he clearly spent the last few weeks of the war writing that very lengthy speech. In commercial radio this week in history, a few more stations were launching as the final quarter of the year loomed. It's 1974.
Radio Hallam boasts that it presents its news 5 minutes sooner.
You get the news, you get the news 5 minutes sooner on Radio Hallam.
Radio Hallam's news editor is Ian Rufus.
On Radio Hallam, you'll get the news fast. Whether it's a new government in Romania or a new council in Rotherham, you'll hear about it first on Radio Hallam.
Since then, we've had about five new governments in Romania, and Rotherham is still Labour-controlled. Commercial radio arriving in Sheffield this week in 74, and that same week, something new in Wales.
Well, our policy is the same as it has always been when the company made its application to the IBA. Integration of both languages is what we're aiming at. We find this to be a reflection of the community we are serving. That is a bilingual community. Bilingualism is part of their everyday life.
We hope Swansea Sound will become part of your life, an ear to what's happening around you, but also an ear to your view of things. That's community radio.
Good morning and welcome to the first breakfast show on Swansea Sound. I'm Chris Harper, and we have 3 hours to get to know each other a little better.
Commercial radio arriving in Wales this week, 41 years ago. 30 years ago this week, a mighty commercial radio name was born.
More local people talking about themselves.
Right.
More community involvement. More features about sport, local history, gardening, photography.
More of their favourite music.
And more company, because even
listen,
more people...
we're talking about you on GWR. Radio 24 hours a day, every day from Tuesday, October the 1st. Listen, we're talking about you.
GWR launching this week in 85 as Wiltshire Radio and Radio West came together. There were three separate breakfast shows. Bristol presenters included Steve Orchard. A few radio goodbyes now. This week, 17 years ago, a Radio 2 farewell.
The early morning was good. I mean, I really enjoyed that time. I didn't realise until I stopped it quite how demanding it was to get up at 4 o'clock every morning, day in, day out, particularly in the winter. And, of course, the audience was wonderful. I mean, in those days, you were 15, 16, 17 million, because radios 1 and 2, for example, were together as well in the early part of the programme. But for sheer gentlemanly way of life, 5 until 7 is wonderful because you have the whole day. Do you ever wake up in the morning and wish you were still Prime Minister?
No, I accept totally what had happened.
You see, I stroke this spoon very gently.
Can I bend my fork?
Look, if everyone could do it, then I wouldn't be here.
John Dunn, he presented his final drive time on Radio 2 this week in 98 after 22 years. And this week last year, Peter Allen waved farewell to Five Live's Drive programme.
The last thing I'd like to say, of course, is thank you to the team that's worked with me for 16 years. Doesn't sound like a funeral. I'm going to another programme. And in particular, it's been 16 great years because of you, the listener, because of your humour, because of your perception, because of your wit, because of your friendship. I genuinely feel as if there's thousands of people out there who are my mates, and I hope you continue to be my mates, and I hope you continue to listen to Five Live.
A choked Peter Allen from Five Live bidding farewell to his Drive programme. 1984 now, and Kid Jensen was at the helm of a commercial radio first.
It was to be the first ever fully networked regular program that all the commercial stations would get together on and help promote. But it was exciting because nobody really took it seriously in the early days, because we were up against head-to-head the BBC Radio's flagship program on Radio 1, you know, the Top 40.
Hi there, it's David Kid Jensen here with the very first network chart show coming at you right across the nation on independent radio. Now, every Sunday afternoon from 5 till 7, I'm going to be counting up the 30 records that make up our exclusive network chart.
Kid Jensen's first network chart 31 years ago. So with Virgin rebranding Absolute Radio 7 years ago.
We are now Absolute Radio.
Invicta and Broadland launched 31 years ago.
We feel that to produce that distinctive local flavour isn't just a question of doing local news and phone-ins.
Smooth Radio moving house 2 years ago.
It's the kids saying goodbye from Studio A in Marylebone as Smooth Radio heads off to Leicester Square.
Dewey Griffiths hosting his last Radio Wales show this week last year.
60 years and 4 months. That'll be on my plaque in my house.
And the first Radio Times 92 years ago.
Daily Times, that Big Ben chimes, are Radio Times.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.